Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, welcome back for a new episode on the Jewels and Gems podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, let's talk about something that I'm very excited about and you're going to find out why very soon. And that is Virgo season. Yes, we're going to talk about everything there is for you to know regarding Virgo season. We're going to discuss the archetype of Virgo. So for example, whether you do have Virgo energy in your birth chart or whether you don't, you'll still be able to get a good grasp as to what this energy is all about. And what is Virgo season about? Because each new astrological season during the year brings a different kind of energy that we're being called to harness and embody. Whether we hold that sign in our chart as our sun, moon, rising, etc., or even if you don't, you still have a lot to learn from what is happening at the moment in the skies, astrologically speaking. And I think Virgo season is very dear to me, first of all, because I feel like, there's that big thing about, how cool is Leo? How cool is Sagittarius? There's like so many signs and I feel that are getting so hyped, so much hype they get. But there's a few signs that are kind of left behind and that, the lack of that appeal, should I say. Well, Virgo for me is one of those. Yet Virgo is such a beautiful energy. I'm not saying that because my son is in Virgo, but you get the idea. And as a Virgo son, I hope that the depiction I'm going to give you today of what Virgo energy represents will help you understand better this particular sign. And this season is very powerful in many ways. We are done now with Leo season, which was, as we said last time, all about fun, joy, pleasure, focusing on those themes. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely have a look. It's not the last one, but one just before. And let's dive into what Virgo season has in store for you and what it's all about. So what I like to mention first is I like to look at Virgo as an archetype. Its archetypal energy for me is like a raw diamond that an artisan is polishing bit by bit. I don't know if you get the idea. If you visualize an old man, working in his atelier, in his studio and just polishing step by step the beautiful raw diamond that has yet to shine and show its magnificence. There is a bit of Virgo energy in that, in my opinion. And what's the general gist of that energy? Well, for me, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about Virgo energy or Virgo season, which we have just kickstarted, it's the time to develop skills, and now is about taking action in the idea of being useful. Let me explain. Virgo energy is all about developing talents and capacities through doing a critical analysis, because Virgo is connected to Mercury. It's actually ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the planet of communication. It's the planet of rationality. It's the planet of thinking things through in the most pragmatic way possible. And Virgo being ruled by Mercury, it's very important to remember that that makes Virgo very analytical as an energy. It's the capacity. Virgo energy has that capacity to see what is good and what is bad, and clearly distinguish the two, make a difference between the two, and whatever is positive to, you know, pinpoint those innate talents and gifts that could ultimately be used if they were brought to their full potential. So Virgo energy is here to ask us, you know, in a very critical way, let's be honest, Virgo is not here to joke, and it's definitely not Libra energy. We'll talk about Libra season when it's going to come our way. But Virgo is like critical because it knows it has to be, and it doesn't care whether that hurts feelings or not. It just knows that now is the time to be critical because we have to do things right. And according to Virgo energy, that's how you do things right. And definitely, I would say the idea here is it's not about bashing or criticizing. It's about identifying where the drawbacks are, where the challenges can be, and slowly but surely overcoming them, slowly but surely working on them to ideally get rid of them. You know, Virgo is the perfect archetype to do that. It's about strategically finding, you know, the problems and working on the solution. And something else that is very dear to me when I think about Virgo energy is the capacity to give, the capacity to serve. Service is such a powerful word for Virgo and energy. It's that sense of developing slowly, very patiently, a talent, a skill that we put to the service of others so that it brings us satisfaction. And there's something else as well. It's that sense of being recognized and valorized. It's like being appreciated for our skill set and to put that skill set to the benefit of other people. That is literally Virgo energy in a nutshell, in my eyes. Definitely a strong sense of mentorship. So I would say now could be a good time, I suppose, to, for example, work on developing a new skill set. If it's something you've been thinking about, something that you've considered, how can you, you know, move through Virgo season, learn something new, embrace that energy of, you know, developing a skill set that later on you'll be able to bring to service. And it's not service as in you being a servant. I just want to rectify that in case you're wondering. It's service in the sense of putting your talents to the benefit of something greater, something bigger, something that will actually benefit more people. That's how I see it. Mentorship is another very important word that I associated with that archetype. That sense of giving and receiving that we see with mentorship, definitely. So if you've been looking to work with somebody, with a mentor, a coach, or something like that, now could be a good time to start looking through that, for sure. Definitely. Then perfectionism is something else that comes up when we think of Virgo energy. That is more of the shadow side of what this energy entails. But we have to be careful here. There's a positive aspect to it and a negative aspect to it. It's very important to remember to develop a sense of perfectionism that's here to motivate us. A perfectionism in the sense of boosting our willpower. This is okay. If this is the way it is for you, then that's okay. We have to be capable of being content and happy and proud of ourselves through the whole process and not just at the end. And that is a big, 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 big lesson I want to put to anyone out there, especially if you have sun, moon, or rising in Virgo. And I put myself in that category too, because that is something sometimes we struggle with understanding the importance of this concept. Personal growth. This is very much Virgo energy here. People associated a lot, for example, with Capricorn, with that stride to always, you know, climb the highest mountains and going up hills and, you know, legacy and so on. But for me, personal growth is really Virgo energy. It's that sense of constantly being in a state of evolution and, you know, improvement on a personal level. And even when we go through hardship, even when we go through difficult times, we use that to grow. It's the sense of perfecting ourselves that is so, so powerful and so much of a trait that I see in Virgo as an archetype. And that's why Virgo season could be a great period for you to really focus on doing things that are here to perfect yourself. What can you do to, you know, grow on a personal level? Doing things that are going to support that is going to be key during this time. But also growing through day-to-day problems. Why? Because Virgo is associated with the sixth house in astrology. The sixth house is the house of day-to-day work. It's a house of habits, routines, but also health. And sometimes it can be associated with, you know, challenges, problems, things to be fixed, you know, very much so, as we've said all at the moment about Virgo energy. So think about it. There's that sense that, you know, now we're all being asked to step out from a difficult situation, a hard moment, a challenge, but to get out of it more mature, more wise, really trying to grow through that process. And doing this kind of on the day-to-day. So every time, every day, you're facing a challenge or a difficulty or something that's a bit of a setback, it's really about thinking through that Virgo energy of how is it that I can find a solution here? What's the problem? Let's pinpoint the problem. Let's not, you know, complain about it. It's not about dwelling here. It's about pinpointing the problem so that we can work through a solution. And because that's how you're going to understand why you're potentially going through that. Maybe there's a reason this is coming your way. Maybe somehow you've attracted a little bit of that. And, you know, it's giving as well a lot of meaning to those experienced challenges. And our body and our soul speak to us through symptoms. And that is something that I really, really want to emphasize here right now. As we said, the sixth house in astrology is also the house of health. Virgo is deeply connected as well with that. And now could be the time, after all the partying we've done through Leo season, as we talked about it last time, it was the season of drinking mojitos, going out, going to festivals, you know, enjoying ourselves, maybe eating, you know, foods that's not so healthy, you know, drinking alcohol for some of us, etc., etc. Now it's about ditching all of that and going back to ground zero, cleaning the slate, and really embracing that sense that whatever I'm feeling right now, whatever pain I might have in my body, whatever is going on with me physiologically, health-wise, etc., What if these were signals from my soul, from my body, that something needs to be addressed, that I've been neglecting a part of myself and my body's here to remind me of the importance of taking care of myself? And then work from there and see what comes out to you. I'd strongly, strongly, strongly recommend and encourage you guys to do that. If, for example, I think it's very interesting sometimes to think about, what if you hold a lot of that energy within yourself as it is, but maybe it's too powerful, too strong? What could be, you know, the downsides to that? How can we make sure that we navigate this season in the best way? What is it to be avoided? Well, I'm going to tell you now what to be careful of. Sometimes with that idea of self-criticism, you know, perfectionism that comes with Virgo energy, there could be a sense that we might feel like we are not meant for more than what we get in life. There could be a sense that we believe that we are meant to, you know, just serve, but from the negative side of service. As I said earlier, the positive side of service is really benefiting the greater good. But there's a negative side to it, which is putting yourself in a situation where you potentially become submissive. You know, multiplying the tasks, multiplying the useless chores, becoming a slave to yourself and others. This is a big hell no. And I really want to emphasize that. If you're somebody that tends to be very much a people pleaser, if you're someone that, if you recognize yourself in what I've just described, I am here to remind you today that this is not a healthy experience or a healthy expression of that energy. It is not about developing obsessive compulsive behaviors here. Again, that's another trait that can be seen sometimes in the shadow side of Virgo. Here, it's not about developing an obsessive personality. And definitely something I really want to emphasize is we have to ditch that sense that we have to control everything. You know, control freaks must all be or have strong Virgo energies in their chart, you know, and it just brings you nowhere. It is not healthy, and because it's just not possible, it is not physically possible to control everything. There will always be things outside of your control. It is just the nature of life and the life experience. And you have to be okay with that. It's something I had to do a lot of work with, to be honest, a lot. But as time goes, I've learned to trust in life more and more. And I definitely encourage you to do the same. Because something else that I would like to remind everybody is, as we talked about earlier, this is a great season now to start working with maybe a mentor, a coach, someone like that, to you know, upskill or learn something new or start something new. It's important not to be too reliant on these people. Don't be overly reliant on them. You know, don't be overly reliant on doing new courses to upskill because deep down it makes you feel better. And it takes you away from having potentially to launch your project, your business, or whatever it is. There is a point where you have to say, that is enough. I have learned enough. I am ready to move on. I am ready to launch. I am ready to start. And something else as well that comes up to me now as we're talking about it is that sense that sometimes the shadow side of Virgo can be to become eternally unsatisfied, overly critical all the time, pessimistic, and sometimes a bit of a killjoy. Yes, I said it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a Virgo too, so I suppose I feel like I can say these things. It's okay for me to say it. But sometimes us Virgos, or people with a lot of Virgo energy in their chart, we can get a bit too much in that energy of, you know, pessimism, being killjoys and things like that. That has to stop. This is not a positive expression at all of Virgo, you know, or developing a perfectionism that is just so restrictive, meaning that nothing will ever be good enough, or that nothing is better than something imperfect. God, that is something I see a lot on, for example, people. I work with clients about helping them with starting their spiritual business. And something I see a lot is that subconscious reluctance to create and share something because they deem it imperfect or not good enough. And they'd rather just not post nothing because for them it's better than actually posting and creating and sharing something. And like, that is to me just so, so sad. And, you know, we have to get out of our heads. And, you know, this is not about, you can become your greatest enemy. You have to become your best friend. And sometimes that is, that has to be remembered. Whether that focusing on the past or the future, Virgo needs to learn to focus in the here and now, because this is where we can actually make an impact. The past is done. Whatever you've done, you've done. You can't change that. So there's no point even thinking about it, because you just don't have any control over that. It is done. The future, how can you know what's going to happen? You just don't know. But the here and now, this is where you can make an impact. This is where you can actually do something. You know? And then there's the other side of the spectrum. When, for example, let's say you in your chart have zero Virgo, sixth house, Mercury. I mean, you have Mercury. Yes, we all do. But I mean, if you don't have any placements involving Virgo or the sixth house in your chart, then that could be an energy that you're finding it hard to understand. And if that's the case, I have something as well here to share with you. This could mean potentially, correct me if I'm wrong, but that could potentially mean that you're someone that doesn't spend enough time focusing on developing your innate talents and gifts, or, you know, skills. You could potentially could struggle with not putting your talents to the forefront enough and putting your skills to the service of other people. Maybe it's something that you don't do or that you're finding it hard to do. And there could also be a sense that maybe you're struggling or you're not taking the time to develop an attitude of personal growth. You know, maybe you're feeling a bit useless. Maybe you actually are not really contributing to anything as such. And maybe through life, you go through little challenges, little difficulties on a day-to-day level. Again, sixth house, as we talked about earlier. And this experience can sometimes reflect a little bit of the fact that you're not embodying that archetypal energy. But it also could be a sense that you're not really bringing anyone around you to help you. You're not really searching for any kind of support to really help you develop yourself in some ways. And maybe sometimes I notice a lot with people that don't have anything in that house or sign that there's a struggle to face experienced challenges and kind of had to hide from everything, you know, to kind of choose the easy option of just running away and develop some kind of a numbness a little bit to, you know, these unresolved issues. And sometimes that can translate a lot in physical ailments, you know, like whether that's physical, psychological, that which are in fact psychosomatic, which are ailments that are connected to that subconsciously, your subconscious brain, subconscious mind, which rules 90% of our brain functions, which is going to be all from cell renewal to our sleep to our day-to-day. You know, the subconscious mind is really powerful. It's basically showing you its way in its own manner that there's issues that have not been resolved and that need to be sorted. So I think, you know, if you relate to that, this is not a criticism. I just want to be clear. I am not here to, you know, criticize anybody. It's just to give you a bit of a perspective from my point of view as an astrologer, from what I've seen through different birth charts and how I understand Virgo energy and how this can serve you through Virgo season is very simple. What you can do starting from today until the end of the season is, number one, find a talent. Work on it to improve it. And at some point, because that's what Virgo energy is all about, offer it. Not necessarily for free, but start offering it to other people. There has to be something that you're skilled at. There has to be something you're naturally good at, something that you enjoy doing, something that makes you happy. Really, you know, don't fall into that trap of, you know, like, oh, I can't do this, that's not good enough, I'll just drop it. You know, you're really going then into that shadow side of Virgo. Pinpoint, make a list. Let's just do it full on Virgo. Grab a piece of paper, make a list. What are all the things you're naturally skilled at? Based off what you know you're skilled at, based off what people typically mention you being good at. So for example, there has to be things that your inner circle, your family, your friends, that your colleagues, whatever, there has to be something that will come up. Write all those things down. Even if it's just one, that's fantastic. Work from there. Try to really work on developing it and then offer it, sell it, bring it out to other people, because what you're doing, if you're refusing to do that, is that you're becoming selfish, because you are not serving the greater good. You're not serving the collective. And there is someone out there that maybe actually really needs what you have to offer, whether you realize it or not. And they're waiting to find the right person to get it from. And that person is you. And by you holding back, you know, you're holding back from helping someone that really needs help, whatever that is. Help. It can be help. It can be support. It can be, you know, happiness, it can be inspiration, but someone needs whatever that is that you have. Another way to embody this Virgo season right now is by finding a way to stay busy, keep yourself busy and in control of yourself, but in a balanced and healthy way. This is not about going full-on control freak mode, guys. This is about maintaining a healthy relationship, a balanced relationship with being busy, but also getting a bit of time to recharge your batteries. You know, focusing on what is it that we can manage and control versus fully knowing that there's things that are always out of our control and that's fine. And maintaining a good balance between those two is going to be key during this time. Something else I really want to mention is the importance of finding a way to remain satisfied even when your goals are not being met. And I speak to myself here as well, because I really resonate with that. It's so important to remind ourselves it is not about the end game. It's not about the result. It's about the journey. And now is the time to remember that. And how can you work on potentially improving that sense of satisfaction? For example, I like to talk about gratitude. I think that's something that works very well for me, for example. It's that sense of trying to be grateful for every little bit of improvement and development on that goal I'm trying to achieve. Even for the most minute thing that brings me closer to the end result I'm looking for, you know, and taking the time to be grateful for it. So it can be as simple as stopping here for a moment and really saying to yourself, you know, wow, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. How wonderful. Thank you. Thank you to whoever, you know, if it's, you know, whatever it is, just take the time to just say, thank you. I appreciate you. I am grateful. This means so much to me. It can be, for example, treating yourself and to a coffee, you know, and a treat, you know, of some kind. It could be, you know, sharing the news, sharing that little improvement with someone that's dear to you, and, you know, showing them how happy you are and share that excitement with them. You know, it can be, for example, having a little dance party. I love to do that. So, for example, whenever I'm feeling a bit low and I want to, you know, pump my energy a bit, like boost myself, every time there's even just a tiny bit of improvement, I make sure I put on my earphones, blast some really good music, and for 2 minutes, like literally have a dance party to celebrate what just happened. Like things like that will help if you're struggling with that. Then another thing I really want to touch on is the sense of finding a way to always do your best and to constantly improve yourself, but at the same time, practicing the acceptation of the present moment. I think there's something very important with Virgo season as well, is that definitely going for that sense of constantly evolving, improving. But at the same time, again, it's all about balance. And here it's about learning to accept the here and now. Whatever happens in the here and now, this is where we can have the most impact. And last but not least, finding mentors that are supportive, that are good, that are positive, that are useful, that hold the same values as you do, you know, that will benefit yourself on a personal growth level, and to make the most out of that. So what does that mean concretely? It means taking the time right now during this season, this Virgo season, start listening to podcasts that are all about personal growth. Listen to, you know, audiobooks that are about personal growth or an aspect of it that at a moment you're trying to work on. Whether that's business, whether that's money, whether that's mindset, whatever it is. Read books, listen to audiobooks, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos around it. Find people whose energy you really, really resonate with and, you know, absorb their knowledge, absorb everything they tell you, and try to embody those teachings and things they share with you. And that definitely will help you stay on track and get on the right path. You know, definitely I would say that's something I would recommend. So that's definitely what I will be doing during this season, my season. My birthday is coming soon. I am so excited. I can't believe I'm turning 28. It feels weird. I still feel like I'm just 18 in my head sometimes. So I'm very, it's a very strange time, but I'm very excited at the same time. So yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you're still listening, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me that you're still here, that you're listening. And I really hope you're enjoying these episodes I've been bringing out. And I just want to let you know that if you are enjoying these episodes, at the moment I am offering 28% off on all of my mystic readings. So whether you want to book a tarot reading, a crystal reading, lithomancy, or if you want to book an astrology natal chart reading, I will put the link in my show notes. At the moment I'm doing 28% off. And that discount code is going to finish by, let me check for you guys quickly, by the, I think it's the 10th, I think by the 10th of September 2022. So definitely now is the time to book if you're looking for a reading from me, and I will be absolutely delighted. I have some new readings that have just came out. Karma and Purpose. I also have business/career readings. And I also have Astro Lito readings, which are super cool. It's about focusing on your sun, moon, and rising. If you're new to astrology, we work on those specifically for 30 minutes. And on top of that, I give you a recommended list of crystals that I believe are going to be perfect for you to work with. And yeah, that's really it. Also, I will put in the link in the show notes. I am offering 50% off at the moment on my courses with the code Virgo Magic. You will see all that in the show notes. So if you're looking to purchase any of my courses, I have one course that's all about helping you start to get into reading your own birth chart. And then I have another course, which is all about getting started as a modern mystic. So we talk about all things astrology, tarot, aromatherapy, etc. Super cool. So if you're looking for any of those, these are available. The discount on my courses is going to be available for a short period of time. So definitely make the most out of that. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And I will be talking to you soon. Bye, guys.